coming to the final postscript of my story and responding to this lady's letter, the particular question she asks that I'm going to address today, would you change any of your struggles if you could? There is one that I really would like to have changed, but I'm not going to regret it. However, I am going to share it with you. Colin Cook here. Thanks for joining me today. How It Happens, a broadcast on the good news of Jesus Christ, sent from the heart of love of the Father, so that you and I have the courage to get up and go through this world until the kingdom. How It Happens is normally a broadcast on the Book of Romans, teaching the gospel through the Book of Romans, but I'm pausing presently while I finish off my story and hopefully don't finish off you or me in the process. So the lady who wrote the letter responding to my story over the air here, she asks, would you change any of your struggles if you could? And I mentioned to you that up to a few days ago, I would probably have said no to that question. Would I have changed any of my struggles if I could? She says, another question, or have they been a gift? I do believe struggles are a gift as we know them in Jesus Christ. But something happened on Monday night at our little meeting. I was telling a story to the people present, an incident that happened many, many years ago, about 1971 or two. And in the telling of that story, I remembered a letter that I received from a man that, by God's grace, I led to Jesus Christ. And so I read that story. But it opened up a whole series of other letters that I had in that file from over 40 years ago. One of them, well, there were three of them in particular. I mentioned them to you earlier. One was from Gérard, a French friend of mine at New Bold College in England. Another was, there were several letters from him. Another was from Lasse, several letters from him, a friend of mine in Sweden when I was working there. And another one from Olli, an Icelandic man, my roommate in college in the between 1958, would it be, or 61, somewhere around there. And these men, in my experience, I was attracted to. I was not sexual with any of them, because they were heterosexual men, but there was attraction there and romantic attachment. There was such shame in that and guilt for me that it became very difficult for me to understand how I could have been of any help to them in their lives. But in each instance, well, in Gérard's instance, I led him to Jesus. In Ole's instance, I led him to Jesus. And in Lasse's instance, I helped him in his Christian life that already existed but had been very much expanded by my relationship with him. Now, as I look back on that, I find that almost impossible to comprehend. Here I was struggling so much with my own issues, feeling so dark in relation to what God wanted me to be, feeling sinful, lustful, believing that I needed to repent on a daily basis of all these desires, and yet here I was, and here God was using me to bless other people. In fact, I have in front of me a little one of the letters from Ole, and he says this. This is written, I think, around 1971, many years after our being at New Bold College. I have thought of you often and wish I could see you. I have always admired you greatly. I marvel at God's love when I think of you. I know it was God's leading that put us two in the same room at New Bold. You have always been a source of strength and encouragement to me. It is, I consider and know, Christ living in you. When I saw you in the youth instructor, that was a certain article about me, I think, I wasn't surprised at all that you were having a worship time with others. Now, I read that today, and I look back and cannot comprehend how that could possibly have been. And I ask myself, who was the true me? Was it the one with all the terrible struggles that led my heart to such darkness and anxiety in relation to my Heavenly Father and Jesus, where I was always going before Him and repenting of the wrong desires and the wrong thoughts? Or was it the man who led these other men to Jesus Christ and was somehow an inspiration to them? I know it's quite a conundrum, isn't it? I have to say, it's both. That is, who is the true me? Who was the true me? I guess both of them were. Is it possible that God can work with us? That is, let's put it another way. Is it possible that God can use us for the blessing of others even while we are going through such struggles ourselves? Perhaps it's better to ask or answer by saying, it's only as we're going through such struggles of our own that we can bless other people. But to answer this lady's question a little more closely and accurately, could I have changed anything? Would you change any of your struggles if you could? After having read these letters this week, and I have to say they have stunned my heart and disturbed me a great deal, in this sense, that those men could still be my friends today if I had followed up with those letters. I did. I followed up with three or four of them, but then we got lost in the shuffle of life, and the one of them being in Europe, another one being in California while I was in Pennsylvania, and another one being in Sweden while I was in the United States. So we lost contact. But why did we lose contact? I think I know, because not only did I feel ashamed, but their love for me was not the love that I wanted, because the love I wanted was romantic and sexual, and they could not give that to me. Both those three men, all of them are now married, and it was as if I was losing what I deeply wanted. And this has taught me so much, or this week is reminding me, I should say, that we often shortchange ourselves in addictive struggles. Our needs are so great, they are like a bottomless pit, and no ordinary person, no one, can possibly fulfill them, because they are not real needs. They are false needs, delusional needs, needs that can only be filled by the real, truthful relationship to God. And therefore, we tend to cut off those who are seeking to love us and help us. And I conclude from this letter and the others that I read this week that these men really had a heart for me, but it wasn't what I wanted. How sad. I don't know how to contact them now. I tried to contact Gerard, but I've had no reply. I don't know whether he's alive still. Ole was a bit younger. Gerard was a bit older than I. I'm sure he's still alive and around. I don't know where. But I have this feeling that I cut off human love because it did not satisfy an addictive need at the time, or because I was ashamed too ashamed to feel that I could relate to them. And so what's the answer to the question, would you change any of your struggles if you could? Well, I don't live by regrets. By God's grace, I don't. But if I could change anything, it would be this: to have opened my heart to love. Oh, I thought I was wanting love. But it was addictive love. It was lustful love. It was romantic. It was idealized. It was romanticized. It was really love that was unreal, seeking to fill a great empty void in me. But if I had received normal, natural, human friendship, relational, socially relational love, I would have been perhaps farther along today than I am now. So, how do we deal with all of that? Well, first of all, you just don't waste time regretting, and I have spent a few days, I suppose, regretting and feeling sad about it all. And yet, I learn from that very grief. I'm at the place now, this day, where I'm putting that loss in the hands of my Lord and Savior, Jesus, and my Heavenly Father. I'm now more able to share with you and help you along the way, perhaps, by realizing what I lost. And what I would say to you is what I failed to do, which is open your heart to love. Who around you is really caring about you, but you don't realize it because you're so depressed? Who is caring about you and of opening his or her heart to you, but you're not appreciating it because the pain that you're going through is so great? Why not perhaps put the pain aside a little bit, for today anyway, and say to yourself, I will receive this person's love. Perhaps the person is inviting you out to dinner. Perhaps he's inviting you to his or her home. Perhaps he's offering to help in some way or other, and you're turning it down because it doesn't seem significant. Why not open your heart to those occasions of love? And God will do some healing through that. That's, I think, that's how I would answer this lady who's asking me, would I change any of my struggles if I could? But to end in a finally good note, or have they been a gift, she says. And yes, of course they have. There is no trouble, no struggle, no negative, no sin, no failure, no disappointment, no grief, no anything that in Christ's grace is not turned around and made into something beautiful. I'll leave you with that. Two or three days ago, I sent the check to KLT for the radio rent, $800 this month, and I wonder if you could help. It's a situation of hand-to-mouth these many months and these last year, several years, actually, two or three years. And I send the check in to the local office. They forward it to the head office, and that process takes about 10 days before the head office draws on that check. So I sent it in, but without the full money to cover it. In fact, not even with a quarter of the money to cover it. If there is anyone out there that would like to take care of the radio rent this month or would like to support the radio rent, then would you please send your checks to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That's FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. You can take care of this, if you like, by PayPal. That's go to our website, faithquestradio.com, faithquestradio.com. Click on the donations button there, and you will see the icon, the PayPal icon. PayPal. If you're not familiar with PayPal, you can simply sign up, go to Google and sign up to PayPal. It's a very easy way of paying your bills or making donations, and I appreciate it very much. Remember, these donations are tax deductible. I will send you a receipt in the middle of or towards the end of January for that purpose. And I'll also send you my Cook's monthly message. Thanks, cheerio, and God bless.